Blog Talk Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Making Eight Maniacs, welcome to another Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. Today's show is brought to you by LaVue Bull Riding World. That's right. If you know whether you're a bull rider or not, you got to go check out LaVueBullRidingWorld.com. I'll tell you what, he's got some of the most inspirational, just positive thinking CDs that you could possibly pick up on. So make sure to go check out LaVue Bull Riding World for more information. So, want to welcome everybody into our Lunch Hour Rodeo Show today. See, we've got a bunch of our Making Eight Maniacs joining us, and we sure appreciate you over there in the chat room. And if you're just tuning in for the first time here to our Lunch Hour Rodeo Show, well, shame on you. Anyways, we really do appreciate you guys jumping on there with us, and want to welcome you guys, invite you to sign up with Blog Talk Radio. You can scroll down the page there and sit back and chat with us. We'd love to have you with us. We have some great conversation topics, and you guys are part of the shows, and that's what they're there for. You know, we want to take your questions and your comments. And, of course, today we're always talking cowboy logic, so if you guys want to give us a call as well, 646-915-9940. Remember, if you just want to tune in, don't worry about pressing the thing. If you want to talk with us here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show, make sure to press 1. We got a lot to talk about here today. It's our Thanksgiving special. That's right. Tomorrow, Turkey Day, and I am going to gain some weight. I promise you that. At least I'm hoping so. I plan on eating lots of turkey. I don't think the wife is going to feed me at all today, just so I'm geared up and ready to go for tomorrow. Hopefully all of you guys are going to have a blessed Thanksgiving as well. We want to wish everybody safe travels as they get out on the road. We know a lot of them are out there now. And I want to wish you all the very best. Hopefully you guys will still have an opportunity to tune in here to Lunch Hour Rodeo Show today. No show tomorrow. What are we going to do? Are you guys going to really be upset? I know you guys are going to enjoy the time with your family, and rightfully so. You guys deserve it after all you guys have done to tune in here to MakingEight.com. Take a break. Enjoy the day with your family, and we might even have a Friday, that's right, a Black Friday special show for you. So you guys will have to stay tuned to Making Eight for that. Is anybody here as unprepared for Christmas as I am? I'm going to tell you what, they're Making Eight Maniacs. I got up this morning, my kids were playing Christmas music already, and I think I started to get sick. I could not believe it. I was just, you know, this is way too soon, and I'm nowhere near ready for Christmas. But we're going to take a short break here. When we come back, we'll talk some PBR, PRCA, and a whole lot of turkey and gravy. So don't go anywhere, fans. You listen to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on MakingEight.com.
I'm just another small town cowboy story. Lately when I ride, it's getting a little boring. There ain't a record in 100 miles that I that don't matter. But out in the desert, the stakes are high.
Alan Pippen, and I'm hanging out here in Las Vegas with Making Eight.
All right. Welcome back to the Lunch Hour Radio Show. That's right. We got Vegas on the mind. And let me tell you something there, rodeo fans. We have some breaking news. Thanks to some very generous and very helpful Making Eight maniacs out there, we've got half of our sponsorship right now. We're looking for the second half to get us in Vegas. Now, this is only a week away. So if you guys know somebody who is willing to help us out, make sure to contact us either on Twitter, Facebook. You can send me an email. Our stuff is posted on making8.com. Go to the Contact Us page. We'll be happy to sit back and talk with you, explain to you what we're looking to do and what our goals are. So if you guys know somebody that would be, you know, willing to help support us, and let us carry their name out to Las Vegas, we sure would appreciate it. We're halfway there, Making Eight Maniacs. Y'all keep praying and keep saying those prayers. I'm telling you, I really believe this is going to happen. Very confident that we're going to be able to make this work. So you guys stay with us. We've got a lot in store if this Vegas deal is set. So, you know, just stay tuned to us. Make sure to help us out. Spread the word about Making Eight. We're looking at, like I said, 20 live video broadcasts as well as 5 radio shows, and we're willing to take our sponsors through the remainder of December through all of our radio shows and video broadcasts. So it's some great marketing, great tool, and it's not a whole lot of dollar signs. when you're looking at the big picture here. We will certainly work hard for you while we're out there, and as well as when we get back for the remainder of the month. So spread the word there, Making Eight Maniacs. We sure do appreciate everybody's help in this. We know you guys are behind us, and we sure do appreciate it. Let's see. What do we got? Jaylay. I see some comments coming in about Jaylay. Everybody is asking, where is Jaylay? Well, I actually got a hold of that son of a buck yesterday and had a chance to talk with him. You know, we had talked about him being out, and of course, everybody's out traveling during the holiday seasons. But, you know, especially this time of year, you know that the TSA has increased their security checkpoints at these airports. So when I contacted Jaylay, he was actually hanging out flying from one airport to the next in hopes that maybe he'll have the opportunity to get a good pat down. So that's where Jaylay is there, rodeo fans. You know, we miss him. Want to wish him the best during this holiday season. And, you know, we do. We hope that he gets back here real soon with us. But he is out traveling from one airport to the next in hopes of getting a good pat down from the TSA security out there. So you guys will have to stay tuned. And I see we have some of our regulars, Miss Donna, joining us now. A little late, but, hey, glad you are with us today. Thank you for joining us here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. And, yeah, we see the post coming in here in the comments. Everybody misses Jaylay. We absolutely do. And wish him the best during the holiday season. Hopefully he'll be back with us next week sometime. I actually heard that he was moving from the TSA security checkpoints to the cruise line checkpoints next week. So we'll have to see. Think he may be going out there on the water just a little bit. Well, what else do we have? You know, what are the PBR bull riders doing this holiday season? Well, we've got a little bit of word on some of these guys. I know that everybody out there is trying to rest up and get ready for January. They've got a big year headed for them. And, you know, I know that those guys are looking to get back on some bulls. I mean, they're excited about it. But if any of you guys are following Austin Meyer and several of these other guys, you know that Austin is actually up in Montana. Had the opportunity to call us Monday on the Lunch Hour show, and if you guys missed that, you missed a really good show. Make sure to get back over to our archives and listen to it. But he is actually up in Montana. If you guys have seen the pics, you know how much snow is up there. It's absolutely insane. Could not believe how much snow they're getting up there. So, yeah, he is certainly pulling out. We've also got he's joining Dustin Elliott up there, and they're on an elk hunting trip. And Dustin, you know, is actually going to be heading out to the NFR this next week. So, want to wish him the best as well. Hopefully we'll have a chance to get out there and see him, you know, and hang out with him a little bit. It's a cold one up there in Montana, and from what I hear, it's a cold one up there in the Dakotas. Just got word and heard Miss Kazen Girl out there saying that it is freezing up that way. So want to wish you a warm Thanksgiving holiday. I know you're going to be on the road, to make sure you guys drive careful. -1 degrees, Kazen Girl is just posting in there from North Dakota. Please keep it up there. Please. It's absolutely beautiful down here in the Sunshine State, and we're loving it. So I believe, I'm not real sure, but we might actually have some callers on the line, and we'll try to get to them in just a moment. If you guys are wanting to talk with us, push 1 on your phone so we know you want to say hey. If not, don't have to worry about pressing the thing. Just sit back and relax. Let's see. What else have we got? McKinnon. Did you guys hear the show yesterday? We had McKinnon Wimberly on here with us, and, of course, joining him was the great stock contractor, one of the best up-and-coming in Mesa, Pate. And if you guys are not following either one of them, make sure to get over to Making8.com. Check out our news page. We have their post linked up right there. You can follow them on Twitter. Check out their Facebooks. Great, great group of guys we've had on the show here recently these last couple days. It's been fantastic. Know that McKinnon is actually en route to Australia right now. He's going to be joining up with Brendan Clark and Luke Snyder and a few of the other PBR superstars. So if you guys are not following PBR Australia, make sure you do that. So that way you guys can, you know, stay in tune to what's going on over there in Australia as they hit the PBR finals this weekend. So make sure to stay tuned to that. And I'm actually seeing in there, yes, Donnie, you're right. I saw the post out there. Mesa took second in the barrel racing yesterday. So great job for her, and we sure are proud of her. What else do we have going on here in the world of the Making Eight Maniacs? Looking at it, oh, you know what? Have you guys been sending your emails to Cowboy Dave? And he's got another giveaway. If you guys want to have a PBR bull rider for Christmas, make sure that you get out there. Send your email, your name and your address, to pbrchristmas@pbrbuiltfortough.com. And don't want to miss out on that opportunity. You guys could have a chance to have a PBR bull rider at your house for Christmas. Obviously not the real one because we don't have that kind of pool here at Making Eight or at PBR Get Tough. But it's a cutout, and I'll tell you, some of them are looking pretty good, and you've got several choices to choose from. I know that PBR Get Tough has been posting it out there, and we absolutely need to get that on our news bulletin tonight, so you guys ought to stay tuned to that. What else is going on? Let's see. Just rolling down. Well, you know what? What do you say we take another short break here, Rodeo fans? We'll take a real short one. It's Thanksgiving. This is our Thanksgiving tribute. And if you guys want to send a big old thank you out to anybody out there in the rodeo world, make sure to get out there and give us a call. 646-915-9940. All right. We've got to play the special. We've been playing it since last week. How about a little Adam Sandler to kick you off with the Turkey Day song? Hopefully you guys are enjoying the day, getting ready for Thanksgiving tomorrow. Stay tuned there, rodeo fans. Don't go anywhere. You listen to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show on Making8.com.
They want to hear the Thanksgiving song, huh? This is a Thanksgiving song. I hope you enjoy it.
Eat turkey.
Love to eat turkey. Oh, I love you.
Love to eat turkey. Of course it's good. Love to eat turkey like a good boy should. Cause it's turkey to eat.
So good. That clapping's messing my head up, man. I appreciate it, but I was trying to think of the next line. I'm like, all I hear is clapping. Here we go. Thanks anyway.
Turkey for me, turkey for you. Let's eat the turkey in my big brown shoe. Love to eat the turkey at the table. I once saw a movie with Betty Grable. Eat that turkey all night long. 50 million Elvis fans can't be wrong. Turkey lurkey do and turkey lurkey dap. I eat that turkey then I take a nap. Thanksgiving is a special night. Jimmy Walker used to say dynamite. That's right. Turkey with gravy and cranberry. Can't believe the Mets traded that old strawberry. Turkey for you and turkey for me. Can't believe Tyson gave that girl BD. White meat, dark meat, you just can't lose. I fell off my moped and I got a bruise. Turkey in the oven and the buns in the toaster. I'll never take down my Cheryl Teague's poster. Wrap the turkey up in aluminum foil. My brother likes to masturbate with baby oil. Turkey and sweet potato pie. the girls and turkey for the boys. My favorite kind of pants are corduroy. Gobble, gobble, boo, and gobble, gobble, giggle. I wish turkey only cost a nickel. Oh, I love turkey on Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Well, as the saying goes, long live cowboys. So if you want to be like a cowboy, dress like a cowboy, there's only one way to go. Wrangler jeans and shirts, that's the place to be. Be there or be square. From the low cuts to the cowboy cuts, they've got them all. Wrangler jeans and shirts. Take it from me, world champion Rob Smets, being a cowboy runs in your jeans.
All right. Welcome back to the Lunch Hour Radio Show right here on Making8.com. That's right. We are having ourselves a great day as we get ready for our Thanksgiving tomorrow, and we have a lot to be thankful for. You know, one of the biggest things that I am thankful for this year are you, the Making8 fans. You guys have gone out of your way to contribute to not only Making8, but some of these other organizations. You know, you guys help support Cody and PBR News for You. You guys help support Cowboy Dave and PBR Get Tough and all these things that we have been doing. You know, I really am. I'm really wrapped up with the emotion, you know, of you guys just being out here doing such a good thing. You guys are the best fans that anybody could ask for, and the PBR should be grateful to have you guys as supporters of them as well. I know that they are, you know, and we enjoy being able to be a part of you guys. You know, I really am. I'm just so overwhelmed. The chats are coming in right now. Everybody's wanting to contribute to help make it possible for us to be in Vegas, and that is something really special. You guys are fantastic. We're close. We're on our way. You guys just keep praying and keep spreading the word about us. We want to make this deal happen. We want to bring you guys the things that are going on in Vegas outside of the Thomas and Mac. And that is going to be the name of our episodes that we're going to be posting on Making8 if we get there. It will be outside the Thomas and Mac channel on Making8.com. So you guys will be able to see those there, and we will absolutely love to bring you so many special guests and different things, different looks from behind or outside of the arena of what's going on in Las Vegas during that time. And hopefully, if you're going to be out in that area, that you're going to actually be able to join us. I believe this is going to happen there, Rodeo fans. You guys, please just stay tuned to us. Make sure to keep up with us here on Twitter and on Facebook and, of course, on Making8.com, and we will get the ball rolling. I can promise you that. December 2nd through the 11th is the Wrangler National Finals. That is a week and a day away. A week from tomorrow is round one. And let me tell you, this is going to be a heated year for the NFR. They've got a lot of things going on in Vegas. Of course, Gary LaFeu is putting on the Buck and Ball at the Gold Coast every night afterwards, which we're hoping to be there for. Justin McBride is going to be playing there every night. Five Star Unplugged is going to be at the Tropicana. And if you guys are not following Five Star Unplugged, make sure to get over there and check them out. We've got their link set up on Making8.com. And, you know, please make sure you get over there and follow them. They have got several events going on at Tropicana during the NFR. We're looking to have some of their guests on as well. So things go well, you know. They've got three convention centers that have, I mean, they're almost stacked wall-to-wall with things that are, you know, rodeo-related, NFR, PBR, so many things going on out there at the convention centers. It's a lot of fun to get out and meet new people, get some autographs, hang out with some of the stars. It's a lot of fun. So, you know, you guys can look forward to seeing a lot of that if Making8 can be out there for that. Let's see, what else we got going on? Oh, you know what? Let's talk about some more of the PBR guys during their off season. What are these guys doing? Well, I actually got to talk with a good friend of mine, Luke Kaufman, and, you know, he's a great musician as well as one of the best rodeo announcers I've ever seen. this guy knows how to crank up a bull ride. And if you guys have never been to a Luke Kaufman announcing performance, make sure to get out to one. He is fantastic. Talked to him yesterday. He's out riding around in the truck with JB and Shane Proctor. That's right. They were actually out at a parade yesterday in Mooresville, North Carolina. So, you know, we got some words. You know, these guys know about us, and we look to have them on our show here real soon. So you guys will have to stay tuned to Make an Eight for that. Sean Willingham, that guy's in the woods, you know, and I know they were all just in Muscle Shoals, Alabama, for a bull ride down there produced by Ricky West, who's also one of our favorites. We had an opportunity to be in Fife, Alabama earlier this year and do broadcast one of his deals live. So if you guys have not seen that, get over to Seber Live on the Make an Eight broadcasting channel, and you can check out his video there. Great time out there. Sean Willingham, a good friend of his, and know that he had a lot of fun out there this past week. But he is out in the woods doing some hunting. And want to wish him the best of luck, and want to wish all of our athletes as well as all of our fans the best Thanksgiving week you can possibly have. Man, I see comments just rolling in. You know, love you guys. I really do. From the bottom of my heart, you guys are truly some of the best fans. That's right, Miss Donna, you are busted. I'm seeing some comments come in about spandex cowboys with chaps and now an apron. I'm telling you, y'all are crazy. But we really do love you. How about some more breaking news? Have you guys heard about Rodeo Houston is no longer going to be a PRCA-sanctioned event? I was shocked. You know, Rodeo Houston, big part of that PRCA schedule, and they are no longer going to be working together. It's a shame. Not quite sure the full details as to why, but, you know, it's a struggle for the PRCA. I mean, first Calgary, and now Houston. This is not, you know, it's not a good thing. Hopefully they can pick up some really big events and start doing some really cool things. We're a big supporter of the PRCA just because they are really the history of rodeo. I mean, they are, truly the name that initiated. Everybody that comes out, you know, whether it be CBR, PBR, all have PRCA roots. And wish them the best of luck as well. I know they've got their work cut out for them now, but we do want to wish them the best. How about PBR Canada? They just booked an event in Ottawa February 12th, and I hope I pronounced that right. I believe it is Ottawa. But, yeah, they just booked up another event up there across the border. So if you're listening in here on MakingEight.com and you're one of our neighbors across the border there, make sure to get it on your schedule to head up to Ottawa for a good PBR Canada event. I can bet you on that one. It's going to be a good one. Let's see. What else? Oh, wow. You guys are just going nuts with this whole spandex issue here. you know, spandex being outlawed. Now, for you folks that don't know, spandex is not outlawed here in the state of Florida. I will tell you that. And believe me, it should be. Because I have seen some people down there at the beach that really should not be wearing those spandex. Absolutely. I would agree with you there, Donna. It should most certainly be outlawed in the state of Florida at least. You know, I wish them fans would just go over to Texas and hang out in their spandex. Well, now, wait a second. There's nothing wrong with the guy with spandex and a cowboy hat on, right? You know, I mean, that's what, you know, some of these comments are coming in, especially cowboys. Well, I don't know. You put a pair of cowboy boots with spurs on them and spandex and a cowboy hat, I don't know. Maybe they should be on the cover of Wrangler's billboards and things like that. What else do we have going on? Shoot, I mean, we're wrapping things up. I'm getting ready to go get me a head start on some turkey. Now, I already got a jump start on the pumpkin pie last night. And, you know, it was really, I'm seeing more comments rolling in here about me multitasking. And you're kind of right, I am trying to do too much at one time. So, do I need to go take a break? I'm reading more comments. Y'all are killing me out here. I love you. Really. Mean it. I promise. You guys are really getting me off task here. And it's Thanksgiving. We have so much to be grateful for here this day. And shoot, now I sound like I'm starting a prayer. Okay, we're going to take a break. How about we play some more music to get you in the mood for the NFL coming up next week there, rodeo fans. Got one of my favorites here. This one here coming in from a guy that's actually going to be out there playing every night. That's right. You know him real well as a world champion PBR bull rider, and you're definitely getting to know his name as a country music singer. How about a little bit of Justin McBride here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show? Don't go anywhere, fans. We'll be right back.
$1 million all on one ride. JW tied me in. Said, make sure you get him right. This is what you've been waiting for all these years. Just before I nodded, he hollered in my ear. Whatever you do, beers. Said if you lose one that good, you'll regret this every year. Whatever you do, don't let go. It's time to be a cowboy, don't you know?
Marines make Christmas possible for less fortunate children. Donate a new toy to Toys for Tots.
Yes, Santa Claus.
All right. Welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. But we're going to wind things back down into another song here. I know this It looks like some of our Making Eight Maniacs are here in the chat room with us, and they're talking about starting Thanksgiving just a little bit early. So they're going to break out the wine, and we're going to sit back and have a good time. How about we play some of one of my all-time favorites here in the Sonny Ledford, and how about a little After Party? This is for all of you Making Eight Maniacs out there. Hopefully you're enjoying your Thanksgiving holidays. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Got bucked off and stalled in Albuquerque tonight. And all the money I let slip away is still on my mind. I hope I can make it up to Reno by next Friday night. But I ain't so sure, 'cause the bill's been piling up way too high. So tonight I'm going out and drinking and hanging out with my friends. And this Sonny Ledford playing the after party again. Well, I can't be down. Corey Rash held on to cash for a good ride. Pandora's box lost the fight for Tater Porter tonight. And that Bull Kid Rock was no match for Justin McBride. And old Ross Coleman finally wrote Blueberry Wine. So tonight girlfriend sang the Star Spangled Banner. With his trough clear, got him standing for a hometown Louisiana crowd. And Sean Willingham's blue chaps represent the old dirty South. So tonight we got Sonny Ledford playing the
Wrangler National Finals rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Makin8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Makin8 is a winner.
All right. Welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. That's right. We had to throw that one out there to all of the Makin8 maniacs. Man, I got a cow out here just a-mooing. I think he's ready to start the Thanksgiving Day festivities as well. We are so glad y'all are joining us here today. As we get ready for our Thanksgiving tomorrow, we want to say thank you to everybody for tuning in. And if this is your first time, make sure you stay tuned and pass the word along. We've got a whole bunch of new ones that joined us here during the break. Of course, we've got Cowboy Dave. That's right, Cowboy Dave. And he's out here plugging us, telling us, let's get out there on the road and do some shows. You betcha, buddy. We are almost to Vegas. I could smell it. We're so close. 646-915-9940. That's the number to call if you want to wish us a happy Thanksgiving or send a big shout-out to somebody. Or, of course, we're always looking for your cowboy logic or your questions or comments. Be happy to take them. Especially today, you know, I'm kind of surprised or, you know, not really disappointed because we have had such a great show with some of the great PBR guests we've had the last couple days. But, man, you talk about a great time. We really have enjoyed having these special guests, Austin Meyer, Mesa Pate, and McKinnon Wimberly with us, and we look forward to having a lot more, so you guys are going to have to stay tuned. We're also looking to have a Friday special. Is everybody going to be out shopping on Black Friday where nobody's going to be able to tune in here on the lunch hour, or do you guys want us to go ahead and put one on and find out how you guys are doing after your Thanksgiving? I might still be napping. I don't know. You know, I know we got some college football games on, you know, on Friday, but we're going to sit back and have a great time. We got some family coming down, and we're going to really enjoy the most of it. We're going to make the most of it. So if you guys want to say hey to us, make sure you push one on your phone so we know. We do have some callers on the line. However, it looks like they're just wanting to tune in right here. And we sure do appreciate you guys taking time to call us and sit back and listen here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. I actually see looks like we've got Miss Donna all the way up in North Dakota giving us a hard time about the Tigers, you know, the old LSU. And you know what? You know, you're making it hard for me there, darling. I'm really trying to hang with you, but you're just not impressing me all that much with the Go Tigers thing. And they can't even spell it right. I mean, they start putting E's and A's and U's and X's in there. How do you spell go? I mean, that just doesn't make any sense to me at all. We also wanted to let y'all know, if you guys have not seen on Twitter, I know the NFR, or what is it, Las Vegas NFR, has an application, a mobile application, where you can get updates on your favorite athletes that are going to be out there competing during the NFR. Make sure to get over and follow them for updates and information on how you can get over to get that application on your phone. And if anybody knows how to get that application on their BlackBerry, please let me know because I can't figure it out. Maybe I'm just not that inclined. I can turn a switchboard on the computer, but I can't get a daggone application on my BlackBerry. So you guys will have to help me out on that one, especially sometime between tonight and tomorrow because, I'm going to sit back and enjoy some with the family, and we're just going to have a great time here for Thanksgiving. Wish every one of you guys could join us. I mean, you know, we've got an open-door policy here at the Makin8 Ranch. Love to have you guys down here, and anytime you guys are in the Florida area and need a place to stay, don't you dare go get a hotel room. Y'all come down here to Myakka City and hang out with us. We'll put you up for sure. We'll have a great time sitting back here on the ranch, and we'll talk a little bull riding, we'll talk a little rodeo, and we'll talk a whole lot of Western lifestyle, and we'll sure bring it down here in the Sunshine State. We got about 15 minutes left in the show, still looking for your calls, 646-915-9940. I'm waiting. I'm not seeing many comments coming in about Friday. Are you guys all going to be gone Friday? I don't want to do a show if my Makin8 Maniacs are not going to be there to join us. If you are, please make sure you get on down here and hang out with us. you know, we'd love to have you on the show with us, and we'll sit back and have a good time. Will, man, I'm telling you, I'm seeing some great comments coming in here in our chat room. And, you know, for you fans that are tuning in via the phone, if you go and click on the links, you'll definitely be able to get down and make sure to sign on Blog Talk Radio. It doesn't cost you a thing. You can scroll on down the page there and jump on and enjoy the chat with us. We have some great conversation topics, unless we have Donna in there, and then she's talking about spandex. So just so you guys know. No, Donna, really, we love you. And of course, Cowboy Dave on there. If you guys have not sent out your emails, you have got to get out. All you got to do is send your name and your address to pbrchristmas@pbrbuiltfortough.com, and you will be entered up. We're doing the drawing next week. I know Cowboy Dave is out there going to do the drawing. Three random people will be pulled out of the hat, and you guys will have the special treat of having a cowboy at your house for Christmas. Not just any cowboy, not like myself or Cowboy Dave. Then again, maybe that'll be the grand prize. Maybe we'll just show up on your doorstep Christmas Day and say, hey, what are we having for dinner? You know, but you do have an opportunity to have a PBR cutout of one of your favorite superstars from the PBR there at your house for Christmas. Would make a great gift. Shoot, I know that if I could get one, I'm going to have him standing out there, and I'll sit out here and drink coffee with him. So who knows? You guys will just have to stay tuned for that. I have to get my name and address in there as well. Cajun Girl, now how do you figure I'm going to run folks off? They're not going to want to enter because they don't want me to show up at their doorstep. I got you now. A little slow, but I got it. Wait a second. Now I'm seeing in the chat room here, Dave is talking about not having me down there. What's wrong with that? That's just not, you know, that's just not polite. I'm sure that if we went knocking on the door, yes, I would have pants on. I can promise you that. You know, this joke here has gone on forever. You making a maniacs here just won't let it go. Yes, I did start it, though. It is my fault, so I will take the blame for that. You know, it's all about wearing pants down here on the lunch hour show. Every day, you got to, you know. Actually, I don't have to because I'm behind radio, and that is what it's all about. That's why I love being behind radio. I definitely have a face for it. And if you guys have not seen me on my our live video broadcast, then you're missing out. So, anyways, rolling on. What do we have here? We got about 10 minutes left in our broadcast. We see the Making Eight Maniacs are just going crazy over here in the chat room. We absolutely enjoy having you guys. I did see the link that was posted up for the BlackBerry, and I sure appreciate it. As soon as we break out from the show, I'm going to try to get over there and make sure I get it. Let's see. Yes, the PBR does need an app, and the rumor is that they are working on that. So you guys will have that to look forward to as well. I do believe that the PBR is trying so diligently to work that up, and who knows, you know? I mean, we get that on it. Shoot, you know, you talk with Mesa and things like that, she'll tell you right off, like she said in our show yesterday, you know, Brendan Clark is the Twitter king, so maybe he could have some input on that. You know, he would sure be a good one. And obviously, he is out in Australia right now. Seems like he is really enjoying his time. How about Miss Allie? You know, that poor girl has done so much for him during his video broadcasting shows on Tuesday nights, and then she gets left behind. I feel so bad for Allie. I know that she is going to have a great time with some of her family, but we want to wish her the best right here at MakingEight.com. Sure appreciate you and what you have done. We know that Allie is the real boss behind that show, and if it wasn't for her, hey, I don't think Brendan Clark would be half as knowledgeable in getting that thing running. But really, he is a great guy. And if you guys have not tuned into his shows, they are in archives, so you can go click on the links. He's also got them up on his website, so you can get over there and check them out. A lot of fun to hang out with Brendan on a Tuesday night during the week. And I believe he's going to be doing a lot of those during the season, so you guys will have to look forward to that. who knows where Making Eight's going to be. Hopefully we'll be able to branch out and do the same thing. Not on Tuesday nights, of course, because those are Brendan's nights. But we do look to have some live video feeds from events, hopefully some touring pros, so you guys can sit back and watch a little Built4 Tough series and then maybe check out some of the Making Eight broadcasts. Be a whole lot of fun and a whole lot of bull riding that we could bring you right here on Making8.com. So you guys stay tuned to us as we get bigger and as our fan base gets larger. And you know what? I mean, our chat room is actually getting really strong here. We sure appreciate everybody for tuning in. And remember, if you're a guest and you're having trouble, just sign up with Blog Talk Radio. And when you sign in, scroll down the page, your name will come up in the chat room, and you will be able to sit back and chat with us as well. So make sure you guys get over there and do that. You know what, Miss Donna, I see your comment in there about Miss Allie, about some of the comments that she's reading while on the broadcast is just absolutely priceless. You're right about that. I think a lot of them end up coming from Jaylay, maybe even myself. I know that I've thrown a few out there, and as soon as she gets them, she starts cracking smiles. And, of course, you make an eight maniacs. You guys post such good comments. You guys even sidetrack me, and I'm the one, you know, supposed to be – you know, I'm the one that's supposed to have a grip on the show. And you guys are just, you know, get me all kinds of flustered sometimes. So just like we did a few minutes ago before we had our break. But anyways, you guys will have to stay tuned. We have got some great guests lined up for next week as well. Hopefully everybody will be able to join us here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo shows. Remember, they are at 12:30 Eastern Standard Time. Things go right, we won't have one Wednesday, because we'll be flying out to Vegas. But as soon as we get there, you can bet we're going to crank them out in a big way. So you guys will have to stay tuned. We definitely want all of you guys on board, and we thank every one of you for your support for Making Eight and what we're doing. We are so ready to start carrying our sponsors out there to Vegas. We're just excited about it. And we want to thank all of you guys for saying your prayers for us and just spreading the word about us. Make sure you continue to do that as we fire things up and get things really rolling. In the month of December, we're going to have a good month, and then 2011 is just going to continue right along. We've got some great things in store for you for the year, so make sure you guys stay tuned. You know, we're not going to conflict with the PBR. We're not going to conflict with some of these other things that are going on. We are going to work around them. We're going to promote those events. We're going to create ways for you guys to be involved with Making Eight during those events. And we're going to let y'all get a grip on bull riding and rodeo. We're going to help make things more exciting for you, the fans, that can't make it out to an event. And then when you do get out to an event, you'll be able to hang out with Making Eight as we get out there as well. You know, we've already got Tampa on the books. We're going to be down in Tampa at the Built4 Tough Series in April, hopefully doing some work with the PBR and with Brendan Clark. You know, when that door opens up, we'll be there for it. And I will tell you what, they're Making Eight Maniacs. If you guys have a chance, y'all come on down there. Oh, you know what? That's pretty funny. I see some of the comments coming in. We have a chat room opened up on Making8.com, and it is a basic chat room. However, it does have a few noises, a few sound effects that are thrown in there, and Karen is asking how we can put the whip sound in the chat room on here. And I don't know if we can. I wish we could. We'll have to get with Blog Talk Radio to try to get them to do that. I see your comments in there about stop talking and read you. Y'all are really just some of the funnest fans anybody could ever ask for. We got about 5 minutes left in the show. 646-915-9940. If you guys want to jump on here and give us a shout, we'd love to hear from you as we wrap things up here on our Thanksgiving Day special. We got to have Cowboy Logic for the day. Shoot, we have got to have our Cowboy Logic for the day. And I've got one here. It's a little long for you, but this one here really kind of stood out to me. Hire and promote first on the basis of integrity. Second, motivation. Third, capacity. Fourth, understanding. Fifth, knowledge. And last, and not least, experience. Without integrity, motivation is dangerous. Without motivation, capacity is impotent. Without capacity, understanding is limited. Without understanding, knowledge is meaningless. And without knowledge, experience is blind. Experience is easy to provide and quickly put to good use by people with all the other good qualities. You know, that kind of makes me think about what Making Eight is and where our goals are. That's what we want to do for you, the fans. Our experience comes last. You know, everything else falls in between. And, you know, by having the other things that make up who we are, that's what MakingEight.com is all about. That is what Getting a Grip is all about, Making Eight Maniacs, right there. So there's your cowboy logic for the day, courtesy of MakingEight.com. We want to thank everybody for tuning in here today. Want to wish you all a very safe and happy Thanksgiving tomorrow. Please make sure you don't tweet and drive, as Cowboy Dave would say. Thank you, Cowboy Dave. We want to talk at, with you, not about you. So until Friday there, Making Eight Maniacs, when we do a special, I guess, post-Thanksgiving Day special here on the Lunch Hour Radio Show, you all get a grip, get explosive with MakingEight.com.
Get you a gold buckle. The only numbers I'll wear.